So, this is another episode of Right Off the Bat, and it's been a rainy March, as we just embarked on, you know, like March, and just kind of want to do, like, you know, talk about something. And recently I've actually watched this movie that made me wanna, you know, like, maybe engage or share my thoughts regarding it. So shout out to Penguin, who's listening to this. I was actually introduced to this movie by Penguin, Gattaca, and it's a 1997 American dystopian sci-fi thriller. And as much as I think this movie, it's very interesting when you're watching way later, because I guess at that point of time the movie is bizarrely ahead of time, but at the same time there are like things that it's not quite ahead, like they don't have touch screen, but they have really interesting technology. So they have like things that they can detect identification of people on the fly, and however, like, it's through like really like a small screen, like maybe the old digital dictionary of sort. So like I think it's a very interesting movie in a way where, like, as they are like creating the universe, it's a bit of a mesh. And also, like, I feel at a point of time is what the staff like thought, you know, like how would the future be like, and they are not too far off. I mean, other than screen size and, you know, touch screens, I think a lot of things it's kind of on point. So maybe the gist of Gattaca is about this guy Vincent, who wants to really go to space, and he was a faith born, if I remember correctly, which is like, you know, born, he's a person who is born naturally. So we're in the point of society whereby you can choose to be genetically modified to the point, do you, like, you know, people are genetically modifying their kids or baby, so that when they, you know, when they're born, they are like at the optimal self, they have the best genes and things like that. So because of this, there are two kinds of people, and I mean, for simplicity's sake, just to share like valids and invalids. So them being like a superior species among the human, they are more like, you know, preferred, whereas like the invalids, the natural born, are not as well like in the society. And I think because of this, a lot of people yearn to be the best, and parents also like chose to, you know, create the best, you know, possible person. So this couple, actually they only do that after they conceived a child, and then they were told that the child isn't, you know, doesn't really have long to live, 30 odd years if I'm not wrong. So growing up, Vincent is really at a disadvantage, like his lifespan is way shorter than people. He's more like vulnerable to illnesses and stuff, and he's not as physically fit because of all this. But despite that, I think this movie shares a lot about like working against the odds. And even though things in this society is very much predetermined, because the valids will get, you know, the better jobs, the valids have more opportunities, and I think because of them having more opportunities since the start, they can grow exponentially, and it really widens the gap between the valids and the invalids, because the invalids will be like near homeless, or like they are not as well off compared to like the valids. And over the time, he continued, you know, like working out trying to be less weak. So until the point where he want to, you know, like change his identity by, like, you know, because they have technology that identifies the people, like identifies the person using biometrics. So like it can be fingerprint, it can be using your hair, swapping your mouth, and because of that he have like a chance to change his identity with someone through very drastic means. So by removing all his skin and pasting someone else's thumbprint on him, and to the extent of like putting someone else's blood underneath his thumb, so when he get pricked it would be, you know, that other person's identity. So I think this other person would be Jerome, who is perceived by society to be one of the best, and I think because of the pressure he is actually on the other end of the spectrum of what Vincent is actually going through, because he's constantly, you know, expected to be the best, he needs to be the best. And I think after him, you know, like realize he might not always be the best, he fell into this spiral of depression. And I think he was one of the character that I wished is more explored in the film, because I think overall this film opens up a lot of conversations, like be it discrimination, be it, you know, working hard, discipline, be it how the society judges things now. And I get why as well, because when we are looking at the society or the world as a whole, we might not, you know, be able to afford to think on a scale whereby we are assessing each and every individual. So it's always, you know, as a whole, this whole species, even like sampling of numbers, we need like huge amount of numbers, like in the odds of 5 to 6 figures to kind of make a decision. And it also makes me think about, you know, like there's this thing about how every life matters, every single person matters, but then again, like when we're looking at the society in the context of Gattaca as a whole, it felt like all these invalids, they have their own stories, and so do all these valids. But then again, like the invalids are mostly like the unsung hero, or like the ones who are working harder, but they are not getting, like, they're not getting what they deserved in a way. Because in this movie, like Vincent clearly outwork almost every single person in the society. I mean, that's being portrayed in the film, which is why like he is like he managed to be at the top. Because I don't want to spoil too much of the film, because I think one thing I really like about Gattaca is, honestly, I thought it's going to be sub boring at first, because the pace is really slow, and the movie felt like a slow burn until like maybe when we are transiting into like the 2/3 of the show. That's when things get interesting, because that's when he start, you know, coming up with a plan, and then that's when he start like, you know, really going for it. So it doesn't really, the whole context of the film doesn't really unfold until like we are in the sort of in the middle. And I think for those who have seen the film, I really do want to talk about Jerome, because he, be it imposter syndrome or anything like that, he just felt like he used to be that golden kid, and because of that, you know, like that one failure or the thing or that once, he got so shaken up that he fell into depression and he wants to give up. And trigger warning, he tried to took his own life. And I think because of that, I feel like in that society there should have been help, you know, like they also advanced at that point of time. But then again, they also advanced to the point like they they thought they knew what to do with every single person. But how about like mental health? I know it's something that, you know, is widely thrown around in today's context, and like people, some people could use mental health as an excuse for a lot of different things. Then again, it also doesn't, you know, mix the fact that mental health is a lot more relevant these days, because people are more verbal, people are more individualistic now, and people are more like expressive, I would say. And we are more, as much as we are disconnected from the outside world, we are more connected online. But that's also, I mean, that's a huge rabbit hole down there. But it's also how like we are more in tune with what we are feeling. So watching that character spiral down, it just makes me feel like he's brought up being told that he's going to have this much and he shouldn't settle for any less. And then when, you know, like for example, he got second in the race and he thought, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, made for that after all. So I think this on his part sets out this whole like philosophical existential thing, you know, like then what's my purpose then, and am I forever gonna be second, or why, you know, like people telling me I'm first, or like why people say that I'm the best. And I think this really shook up his reality of things, and it also talked about like the whole, I'm apologize if like the my whole thought is very unstructured, because I didn't thought I would really want to talk about this movie today, and I just, you know, pop on this podcast. So I feel like I feel like him as a whole, he should have the help he needs, and someone to help sort out his thoughts. And because of the fact that, you know, they don't have it there, he eventually end up, you know, attempting to do that one thing to ruin himself, much to the fact that just so he can never try again, or he never gets to try again. And that's just sad. And it reminds me of how like how fragile life is as well. Humanity, humans, us, life. And I think this movie at the end of the day, it might, you know, spark different conversations. And the fact that I want to talk about this is because I got no idea. It's just one of the films that is pretty great, deeply ingrained after watching it, surprisingly, despite being a 1997 American sci-fi, dystopian sci-fi. Yeah. So before I end off, just to share, I mean, the title is based on, Gattaca is based on the letters which stands for, it's really hard to pronounce, but GATC, these are the four nuclear bases of DNA. So I guess that's quite interesting to share before, you know, I end off. And I guess feel free to, you know, like give yourself a chance to watch that. And I think there's a lot to talk about, which I think it's also hard to, you know, process it myself, because I don't really have someone to bounce off ideas and conversations with now. Yeah, and I guess that's it. And I'll see you guys on the other side. Bye.